Aeneas cast his bronze shod spear, thinking to reach his body under the shield as he came on. But he looked out for it and swerved, slipping the spear throw, bowing forward so the long shaft stuck in earth behind him and the butt quivered. The god Ares deprived it of its power. Aeneas raged and sneered. "Meriones, fast dodger that you are, if I had hit you, my spearhead would have stopped your dance for good." Meriones, good spearman, answered him, "For all your power, Aeneas, you could hardly quench the fighting spirit of every man defending himself against you. You are made of mortal stuff like me. I, too, can say, if I could hit you square, then tough and sure as you may be, you would concede the game and give your soul to the Lord of Nightmare, Death." Patroclus said to him sharply, "Meriones, you have your skill. Why make a speech about it?" "No, old friend, rough words will make no Trojans back away from the body. Many a one will be embraced by earth before they do. War is the use of arms. Words are for counsel. More talk's pointless now. We need more fighting." He pushed on, and godlike Meriones fought at his side. Think of the sound of strokes woodcutters make in mountain glens, the echoes ringing for listeners far away. Just so the battering din of these in combat rose from earth where the living go their ways, the clang of bronze, hard blows on leather, on bull's hide, as long sword blades and spearheads met their marks. And an observer could not by now have seen the prince Sarpedon, since from head to foot he lay enwrapped in weapons, dust and blood. Men kept crowding around the corpse, like flies that swarm and drone in farmyards round the milk pails on spring days when the pails are splashed with milk. Just so they thronged around the corpse. And Zeus would never turn his shining eyes away from this melee, but watched them all and pondered long over the slaughter of Patroclus, whether in that place, on Sarpedon's body, Hector should kill the man and take his gear, or whether he, Zeus, should augment the moil of battle for still other men. He weighed it and thought this best, that for a while Achilles's shining brother-in-arms should drive his foes and Hector in the bronze helm toward the city, taking the lives of many. First of all, he weakened Hector, made him mount his car and turn away, retreating, crying out to others to retreat, for he perceived the dipping scales of Zeus.